on the Mondale and Jones Show, and author of a new book called Saging While Aging. Hello, Shirley MacLaine.
Which one is this?
This is Eleanor.
Eleanor Jane Mondale dazzled us. Her career in broadcasting started in L.A., where she landed a job on E!
Smart and stylish Eleanor is on the runway with the dressed up, or perhaps I should say, undressed report.
Her career also took her to the CBS Morning Show, ESPN, and the Speed Channel. Then right here to WCCO Radio, where she co-hosted her own show from 2006 to 2009.
Eleanor Mondale and Susie Jones.
Eleanor was born January 19th, 1960, in Minneapolis and was the only daughter of former Vice President Walter Mondale and Joan Mondale. During an interview once, she recalled being thrust into politics at a young age.
Well, my 17th birthday was the night before the inauguration, so that was a pretty big night, and we moved in the next day.
Her older brother is former Minnesota State Senator Ted Mondale, her younger brother, attorney William Mondale. Eleanor was married to musician Chan Poling. Noting the couple's visible, deep, and profound love, friends pronounced them president of each other's fan club. They lived on a small farm where she was surrounded by her miniature horses, dogs, birds, chickens. Eleanor loved animals and her famous dad, who was a frequent guest on the show.
So we managed to scrounge up former Vice President Walter Mondale, who's joining us from his getaway place where we celebrated Christmas. Their family celebrated Christmas. Mr. Mondale, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miss Mondale.
Now,
you guys are so cute. At the height of her career in New York and Los Angeles, she socialized with many big movie stars. Some of them later joined us on the show, including George Clooney.
Right now, we have the privilege and the thrill and the joy of speaking with none other than George Clooney.
Is it privilege or joy?
It's all of them.
Sure.
I can't even think of the words, and that's not just because I had my head cut open.
And Billy Bob Thornton.
I have to say, I had a crush on you.
Oh, and, you and did not.
Oh, I did. I swear I did.
And is that only, why you were sitting next to me making me laugh?
Probably.
My gosh, I'll never forget that.
But all of my friends had a crush on you.
Really?
I mean,
wow.
Oh, yeah. You were like our TV girl. We all loved you. It's really cool that you're doing this kind of show now.
I moved home and I live on a farm and now I work in radio.
She was rather smitten with Smokey Robinson.
Hi, you guys. How are you doing, Eleanor, Susie?
She pulled me off the floor. I'm okay now.
All right. I love you.
Now, Smokey, call you Smokey because we're so close.
You call me Smokey anyway. Yeah. I love that. I love the way you say it.
Okay, now I'm going to pass up. I want to get back to Black History Month.
Eleanor also had the rare opportunity to interview the Dalai Lama.
Thank you so much, Your Holiness, for taking time to talk with me. It's really an honor, and it's great to see you again. My first question is, how do you see the world today, and how can we learn from that vision?
The world today, I think basically the same. That's my view.
In 2005, after a bout of seizures, Eleanor was diagnosed with brain cancer and was characteristically courageous and candid.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks today that you were under the knife.
Yes, it was this morning they wheeled me on that gurney, and then I don't know what they did, but I know I woke up with a big wound in my head. But I understand they got all the cancer, and that's the best part.
She had several surgeries and rounds of chemotherapy, and in the end, the tumor just wouldn't go away. But even when she didn't feel well, Eleanor maintained an incredible sense of humor to go along with that beautiful smile. She died peacefully at the farm, surrounded by people she loved. Susie Jones, WCCO.